Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through all the noise and get right to it. Today, we're diving into the G2M Insights blog.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, and it's full of ideas about artificial intelligence, business strategy, marketing, the whole thing.
Yeah, you know what really strikes me about this blog is that it's not afraid to tackle big ideas. And one of the most interesting ones is this idea of AI changing the boundaries of the firm.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. Stop the train. What does that even mean? I mean, in practical terms, like how does AI change the way a company actually works?
Well, think about it this way. Most companies today, they're used to operating within certain limits, you know?
Right.
Their industry, their physical location, their existing customer base.
They're little silos.
But AI is breaking down all those barriers.
Okay, so you're saying that like instead of being limited by geography, AI can like help you reach anyone anywhere.
That's part of it, yeah. But it's bigger than that.
Okay.
Imagine AI analyzing market trends, identifying opportunities that no human could ever spot.
Wow.
Or AI-powered platforms that connect businesses with collaborators and resources across the globe.
Okay.
Forming these virtual ecosystems that just transcend traditional company structures.
That's pretty wild.
That's what we're talking about when we say AI is changing the boundaries of the firm.
That's a lot. But then in the same breath, they're talking about going back to basics in marketing. It seems like how can you have this crazy AI-powered future and still need the basics?
Yeah, it might seem counterintuitive, but it's actually brilliant. Think of it this way. AI gives us incredible tools, but you know a tool is only as good as the person using it, right?
Yeah, I see where you're going with this. So even with all the AI in the world,
yeah,
you still need to understand your customer. You know your market. Target your message effectively.
That's exactly right. AI can help refine those processes, but it can't replace that fundamental understanding of what actually makes marketing work.
Right.
It's about using AI to enhance the basics, not to obliterate them.
So it's not an either. It's a yes and. You need both cutting-edge tech and the timeless principles.
Precisely. And one area where this really comes into play is segmentation.
Segmentation. Yep. That's all about like dividing your market into groups.
Right.
So what does AI bring to the table there?
Well, AI takes segmentation to a whole new level.
Okay.
Think about traditional methods where you might segment based on demographics like age or location.
Right.
AI allows you to analyze massive amounts of data to uncover patterns and create really specific segments based on actual behaviors and preferences.
So instead of saying, okay, we're targeting women age 25 to 35,
mm-hmm.
you can drill down to women age 25 to 35 who love hiking, listen to indie music, and are passionate about sustainable living.
Exactly. It allows for this incredible precision and personalization.
Wow.
Imagine tailoring your marketing messages and offerings to those really specific groups. That's the power of AI-driven segmentation.
That's a game changer. Makes sense why they'd emphasize going back to basics if they're talking about this level of detail.
Yeah, you need that solid foundation. You need to understand the principles of good marketing to even know what questions to ask AI, what data to analyze, how to interpret the results.
So it's like AI is the rocket fuel.
Yeah.
But you still need a well-designed rocket to get you where you want to go.
I like that. That's a good analogy.
Thanks.
And speaking of reaching your target, let's talk about how AI is impacting the way we approach targeting.
All right, targeting. Now we're talking about getting your message in front of the right people. How does AI help us do that better?
Well, target, as you said, it's all about getting your message in front of the right people. Traditionally, that's involved, broad strokes like advertising in magazines your demographic is likely to read or airing commercials during certain TV shows. But with AI, we can get much more precise.
So instead of just like hoping your message hits the right people, AI helps you zero in on them directly.
Exactly. AI algorithms can analyze data about individual behavior preferences, even purchase history, to figure out who is most likely to be interested in what you're offering. It's like having a marketing matchmaker, pairing your message with the perfect audience.
Okay, that makes sense. But doesn't that raise some red flags about privacy? I mean, is it even ethical to use that much data about people?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's something the G2M Insights blog tackles head on. They're big proponents of using AI ethically and responsibly.
So it's not about just gathering as much data as possible. It's about using the data you have in a way that respects people's privacy.
Right. Transparency is key. People should know what data is being collected and how it's being used. And companies need to be responsible stewards of that data, making sure it's secure and used ethically.
That makes me think about all the talk about AI replacing jobs. Is there a risk that this hyper-targeted marketing powered by AI could put marketers out of work?
It's a valid concern. But the G2M Insights blog suggests a different perspective. They argue that AI is more likely to change the nature of marketing jobs rather than eliminate them altogether.
So instead of fearing AI, marketers need to adapt and learn how to use it to their advantage.
Exactly. Think about it. AI can handle the tedious, repetitive tasks, freeing up marketers to focus on strategy, creativity, building relationships with customers. In a way, AI could make marketing more human.
That's an interesting way to look at it. It's not about man versus machine, but man with machine.
Exactly. AI can be a powerful ally, augmenting our capabilities and allowing us to achieve things we never could before. But it's up to us to ensure that we use this technology responsibly and ethically.
So as we wrap up our dive into the G2M Insights blog, what are the key takeaways our listeners should walk away with?
I'd say there are three main points. First, AI is a transformative force that's changing the very definition of a firm, opening up incredible opportunities for growth and innovation. Second, even with AI, the fundamentals of marketing segmentation, targeting, understanding your customer are more relevant than ever. And finally, it's crucial to approach AI adoption with a focus on ethics, responsibility, and transparency.
Those are some powerful insights. I'm already thinking about how I can apply these ideas to my own work.
That's the beauty of a deep dive like this. It sparks new ideas and challenges our assumptions. And I think that's exactly what the G2M Insights blog is all about.
Well said. And for our listeners who are eager to learn more, we'll be back in part three with a few final thoughts and some encouragement to explore these ideas further. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been exploring the G2M Insights blog, uncovering some fascinating ideas about the future of business and marketing.
Yeah, it's been a thought-provoking journey.
Right? I feel like I'm starting to see the bigger picture now. AI isn't just a shiny new toy, you know? It's a powerful tool that has the potential to, like, fundamentally change how we do business.
Exactly. And the G2M Insights blog does a really good job of highlighting both the opportunities and the challenges that come with this whole, like, technological revolution.
One thing that really stood out to me was the emphasis on using AI responsibly and ethically.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of what AI can do, but we can't forget about the human side of all of this.
Absolutely. Data privacy, algorithmic bias, the potential for job displacement. These are all critical considerations that we need to address as we bring AI into our businesses and our lives.
So it's not just about like adopting the latest technologies, but adopting it thoughtfully and intentionally.
Precisely. It's about using AI to augment human capabilities, not replace them. It's about finding the right balance between technological advancement and human values.
And I think that's a key message we want our listeners to take away from this deep dive. AI is powerful, but it's up to us to shape how it's used. We need to be asking the right questions, setting the right boundaries, and ensuring that AI is used to create a better future for everyone.
Well said. And the best way to do that is to stay informed, stay engaged, and keep exploring these ideas. The G2M Insights blog is a great resource for anyone who wants to delve deeper into AI business and marketing.
Absolutely. So for our listeners, I encourage you to check out the G2M Insights blog and continue this journey of discovery. There's a whole world of ideas out there waiting to be explored.
And until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
This is the Deep Doc signing off.